I am the Ascended Master, Mother Mary, and I come to congratulate you for the success of this beautiful gathering. As we have said several times, there is always a potential that we would like to see fulfilled at a conference. And certainly you have at this gathering exceeded the highest potential we envisioned. And therefore we are grateful that you have been willing to come together in a spirit of harmony and oneness and truly come up higher in consciousness. You may not realize that you have come up higher in consciousness, or you may not realize how much. But if you will look at the dictations given, you will see that there was a clear progression in the teachings we have given, culminating with the teachings by Sanatkumar today. And so it was by no means a guarantee ahead of time that Sanatkumar's dictation would be delivered at this conference. And had you not been willing to come up higher in consciousness, then it would have been postponed to some other time. But because you were willing, at least a critical mass of you, to come up, then we were able to give this very advanced teaching that can truly be liberating for many of the souls who have become stuck in various patterns. And again, my beloved, it is quite understandable that life streams become stuck in these patterns on Earth, because it is a very difficult planet, it is a very low planet, it has a very low level of Christ collective consciousness. And so we of the ascended realm, we are not the strict disciplinarians, we are not judgmental, we are not condemning, we do not look down upon you thinking, why haven't you gotten this, why haven't you come up higher, and all of these things that students used to imagine and still imagine if they are in a fear-based mindset. We have made great strides here in these last several years to help you overcome that fear-based mindset and come to the point where you can accept that we are not in that fear-based mindset, and therefore we do not look at you that way. We are sometimes very direct, perhaps even stern, because we want to cut through either the collective consciousness or the density of your consciousness. Because we recognize, of course, that it is very understandable that you become trapped in certain patterns on this planet, but you did not come here to remain trapped in these patterns indefinitely. You came here to immerse yourself in life on this planet with the extremes that it has to offer, and then you came to awaken yourself from it and thereby show an example, blaze a trail for others, and raise the collective consciousness. And so there are some times where we need to shake you out of a certain inertia that you have built. And again, my beloved, you have to understand that when you're in embodiment, or for that matter, even when you're on a natural planet that doesn't have the contrasts you see on Earth, you always, in your mind, build a certain sense of what is normal. This is beyond your sense of identity, which is individual for you, but you build a certain sense of what is normal on the planet or in the environment where you are living. And this, below a certain level of consciousness, is needed, because you cannot function psychologically unless you have this sense of what is normal, because it gives you a certain sense of security that you know how to deal with the situations that might come up in your environment. Now, my beloved, if you will look at one of the very extreme situations that human beings can be in, then it surely is to be a soldier at war. Now, you will see, for example, during the Second World War, that there were soldiers who were in a state of being constantly on the battlefront, constantly close to the front, for several years. They never knew when the next battle would be. They never knew when the next artillery shell would drop. They never knew whether they would be killed or wounded, whether they would live to see another day. And if you study the psychology of such people, you will of course see a range of reactions, but you will see that some people completely fell apart and could not deal with the situation. Some people had what they called battle fatigue or grenade shock or other extreme psychological reactions, so they simply couldn't function. They weren't hurt physically, but they were so shocked emotionally, mentally, that they couldn't function psychologically. And this was because the situation they were in was so extreme, so uncertain, that they couldn't build a sense of what was normal. And this meant they couldn't have a sense of security. There were other soldiers who managed to, in various ways, go into some stoic, fatalistic state of mind and say, well, it doesn't matter whether we live or die, we just have to focus on today. And they were able to establish a sense of what is normal, even in this extreme situation. It was, of course, very different from the sense of normality they had had before they went to war. But even during these extreme battle situations, they could have a certain sense of what was normal, and they had a certain sense of what to expect or what to not to expect. And they knew that if they took certain precautions, they could minimize the chances that they would get hurt or killed. But in the end, they had accepted the fact that because they were soldiers, because they were at war, well, they couldn't really know. And they had somehow found a way to accept this, to be okay with this. And that was what allowed them to establish that sense of normality so they could feel somewhat secure. And what I'm simply pointing out with this is that many of you have, of course, both in this embodiment, but especially in many past lives, also been in very extreme, very unbalanced, very difficult situations here on this planet. And this means that over time, over many embodiments, you have built a certain sense of what kind of planet you are on, what you can expect here, what you can't expect here, and this has given you a certain sense of normality that has allowed you to build a sense of security, that I can function here. But what we are asking you to do in these latest dictations is to step on beyond the level where you are just functioning. We are asking you to walk a very delicate balance, and we know it is delicate. We fully understand how delicate it is, where you, on the one hand, you recognize you did not come from here. You came from a higher world, a higher planet, where most of the things that are happening on Earth were not normal, were not natural. And so you know there is something better. And then we ask you to recognize that you are on a different kind of planet, you are on a difficult planet. And so you cannot expect that this planet should be the way you are used to from a natural planet. But neither can you allow yourself to maintain what Sanat Kumar called the negative or the critical attitude. And so you need to look at how have I adjusted my sense of what is normal based on what I have experienced on this planet of all of these abnormal, unnatural, inharmonious manifestations. And then we are asking you to come up higher and lock into what we have said about life in the Golden Age and how you would feel if you were living in the Golden Age and how you would feel about yourself if you're in the Christ consciousness. And then allow yourself to establish a new sense of what is normal, not based on the actual conditions on Earth, not based on the conditions from a natural planet, but based on the highest vision you can grasp of the Golden Age and the Christ consciousness. In other words, we are asking you to start moving to a point where you can see the Golden Age as normal, and you can feel the way you would feel if this was your norm and this was what gave you a sense of security. In other words, we have, as we have said before, set the goal for you that you will come to a point where you consciously accept that I am living in the Golden Age, in the Golden Age consciousness, And therefore, this does not mean that you go out and act as if certain manifestations are not here on earth, but it does mean that you, in your mind, you are living, you are feeling, you are thinking, you are sensing yourself, that you are already in the Golden Age consciousness and you are living in the Golden Age. Perhaps in the beginning, it will be easier for you to establish a sense that at the identity level, you accept that you are in the Golden Age, at the mental level, you accept that you are in the Golden Age, and at the emotional level, you accept it. But at the physical level, it may take a little longer for you. But still, it is not beyond your capability to adjust to that where you feel that you are living in the Golden Age. And you can then, when you accept this, begin to attract a situation to you, or attract yourself to a situation where you can fully live as if you are in the Golden Age. There are nations, there are situations on earth that have already started moving into the Golden Age, and those of you who live there can certainly step up. Those of you who do not live in such places, you may be able to step up where you are. You may even be able to find yourself in another location when you adjust your level of consciousness. And so this is not meant to be a long discourse, because we have already given you so many teachings at this conference that there sure is much to study and digest even for years to come. And so I do not mean to add to the intensity and the quantity of these teachings. I simply meant to give you a huge outpouring of the love of the heart of the mother and congratulate you for the result you have achieved. You have certainly helped shift Russia out of a difficult situation and onto a positive track. You may, of course, still see that there will be certain issues, including what may happen today in certain parts of Russia, but that is because there is always the free will of the people. But as I said, there are certain matrices in the three higher realms, and you have helped shift Russia out of the downward pull and into the upward pull, so that there is much more of an opportunity for people to choose that higher road, where they see that regardless of what they think about their government, regardless of what they think about the system, there is a way to bring change in a peaceful, positive way by simply speaking out and even deciding in your own mind who you are, what kind of country you deserve to live in, what kind of country you want to live in. And so, my beloved, my heartfelt congratulations, and I hope you can receive the, quite frankly, beyond measure and beyond compare, outpouring of love from my heart.